Yeah, we are recording.
Right?
You believe it? You surprised? Are you going to continue with the food conversation, or do I interrupt?
No,
we just need to know.
I just wanted to get it out there.
That's the most important thing around here is food.
Yes.
So this is the first time with all five of us in doing the podcast in a long time.
Yeah.
A month or so. Yeah.
Yeah. I've missed you all doing a podcast together. There's a little tear to my heart. I'm serious. Damn you. So today is actually Community Media Day, even though we're doing our event tomorrow.
Isn't it a week long? A bunch of people.
It's free speech week. That's what Community Media Day is today.
And then, oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, but we decided it would be a little tough to do an event on Friday, so do it on Saturday. So what I wanted to ask you, and it's the question we're going to ask in this room tomorrow to people, and hopefully the answer is, what community media means to you?
Oof. Do we have to answer that now?
Yes, you do.
Oh.
What's wrong with that?
I would have thought about it.
Yeah.
He gave us the question like a week ago.
I did. I know. Actually, I did.
During
staff meeting. Yeah. I think 2 weeks ago during staff meeting, I asked that.
Yeah.
I was like, what does community media mean
to you? I knew other people were getting asked.
It means money.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
What does it mean?
Money. A paying job.
A paying job.
I don't know how to respond to that, and if I want to ask a follow-up question. Sean's always going to go first and lead the charge.
Oh.
Well, I was saying, it looks like you were.
Okay. Community media. You go.
Okay. I guess I have to set the tone. Community media means to me is the ability for people to come in, learn new skill sets, and create content about their community. That's what it really means to me. As you guys know, we have a lot of different types of shows here. We have, from financial shows to local issue shows. And it's really cool that people from the community can come in and share their thoughts, feelings, knowledge, and have it broadcasted, not just what used to be locally, but now essentially worldwide, which is I think a pretty neat concept. Not many places in the world have a community media center where people can come in and learn and get hands-on training of state-of-the-art equipment and create video content. And it's not just something crappy that's shot on iPhone. So that's what community media means to me.
Very true. I'm trying to think. Well, I was talking with, this kind of links together, but I feel like even as much as it is just us, I feel like community TV too helps link all different organizations within the town. I was talking with Anna Dunbar and Jim Bunnell of TIC, and they were saying how they're all about sharing, and I feel like we are too, as far as sharing content and helping each other out and stuff like that. And then we got to talk about RTR. I'm like, oh yeah, we all help out RTR too. So it kind of goes into that too. There
that's
we go.
What kinda, yeah. That's what kind of threw me working here. It was before, the news station that I worked at was so competitive. Everything's closed doors. Nobody tells anyone anything. And coming here, everyone's oh, we do this. Do you do this? I'm why are you sharing your information? It's a competitive business, right? But it's not.
It's
more of a community than anything, which is cool.
Yeah. Helping each other.
Yeah.
I think that's community media. I think media is this medium of television, video production is such a cool form of expression. And, you can be creative, or you can make a point, or you can, just say how you feel. And I think that's really cool. And the fact that we're giving that to the community and working together with people from all over town and all over the place, that's kind of community media.
Well, there it is.
There it is.
For me, it's a... It's for the community, it's a creative outlet in one aspect, and then another, it's a resource for information and knowing what's going on in your town, whether it be a town hall or kind of the gossip, I suppose.
Yeah. Resource, it's a good
it's
one.
It's a resource.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
You kind of just answered my next question, but I'm going to ask you all of you it, and Leslie and Jen also kind of mentioned it too, is what do you think our role in the community is?
a resource. We're a resource for the community. I mean,
there's no right or wrong answer.
Half of my job is, you know, making sure people can watch what's going on in town hall, and you know, that's especially why I see it as a resource.
And now we kind of have a new role too. We're trying to create a new role with the news program and stuff. We want people to come to us to be like one of the main sources. So we're working on it, but that's a goal.
Yeah.
So to also be like a main source of information?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything as well else? As a resource.
I think, at least for me, especially recently, like teachers, you know, we're teaching people how to use us as a resource. In all different aspects, whether it be the camera or how to go on the website and find videos. So kind of sharing, you know, something that we all enjoy to some extent with people in the community.
Yeah, I feel like you've been training someone like every other day.
Yeah, it's been a lot of training recently.
Okay. Anything else?
Not for me.
I like that Sean said it, like we're like a creative outlet as well as like a resource, like like whatever you want to get out there, you can do it. Go for it. Like we're here to help. Yeah. I think that's like pretty huge.
Okay. No, I have a few more questions, so don't worry. What do you think, what's like a, I'm trying to word this the right way. What's something that people in the community don't understand about us or like you wish they, you want, they should know?
We're
or misconception. A misconception, sorry. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those.
What's a misconception? What do you think is a misconception? Like, here's a here's an opportunity to kind of address that misconception. What do you think?
There's a list.
We get time.
Well, one that I've faced over and over the entire time I've been here is people think that we are, all we do is create those Wednesday night and Thursday night shows. Like, oh, you're that station that does those. That's the response I get a lot of the time when I say where I work. And I am quick to respond about all the stuff that we do. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're not involved with MCTV at all, I can see how you scan the channels and that's, you know, what you find. Also, we've said this a bunch of times, the capabilities and possibilities and, you know, potential that is here and all the equipment we have. I think people have no idea.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that question, that response.
What?
There's that response that you always get from people. It's like, oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. And the fact that we're here to help and train you in all this stuff that we have that's all professional, you know, equipment. Facility. So I think that's a big misconception that we just have like these cameras in the back and we're producing the shows that go on Talking Heads. So yeah, okay. I'll stop there.
You can keep going if you want. You had a list.
I mean, that's that does cover a lot.
That covers
it.
Your base.
Yeah, that's a good umbrella.
Okay. Anything else?
I think some people see us as, at least my perception. Of how people see us is they see me running around town hall with a camera and that's probably about 90% of what they think we do.
That
we're a government entity.
And that we're, I was going to say that we're part of the government. I get that
Marshfield
a lot
C-SPAN.
Too. Like that government funds us, like Marshfield. That's, yeah, I get that.
We we're...
A lot of times.
It's just a service we provide.
Okay. Any other responses? No?
Going to cover it.
One final question, because I know you guys are busy and I know how much you guys love doing this podcast. The giggles are out. This is something I've asked some of you when we did like the one-to-one interviews, is, and you can answer in a broad, like a broad perspective or like a hyper-local answer, is what do you think is the future of community media?
I just talked
answer,
a bunch.
That's
you
a big question.
I know.
I think about it.
You know, I mean, so I know we all have different experiences in length and involvement and knowledge of community media, but, you know, what do you think the future is for maybe not community media in general, but or maybe MCTV? What do you think the direction it goes in? That's a loaded question.
I think I'll start it off with, is it going to grow? Yes. I think more stations are getting bigger, better, more professional. Mm. And once people start realizing that, okay. It's a snowball.
I think us producing our new show is a big way to like grow in the community and like get our name out there better. So that helps.
I see us, two things. One, I see us more as a source of information and news, especially with, local news is dying, like especially on the journalism side, the paper journalism side. I mean, you have newspapers now, like the local newspaper that has like one reporter for five towns. You know, when I got here, there was two reporters and an editor. So, I mean, you know, we live in a society that craves like local information. And the second thing is on the broader side of community is that I think what's going to happen down the road is more regional facilities. Because right now, especially in Massachusetts, you have, you know, like almost a media center in every town or one that covers three tiny towns. I could envision, you know, three to four media centers covering the South Shore. I think that could be a potential way to go, especially with resources and everything and the technology that, you know, everything could be done from one TV studio. Yeah.
I see people's perception changing from the two chairs and a potted plant shows that every single media station does into something that's more in-depth, more professional looking, high quality stuff.
Yeah. Because,
I mean, everybody's got like a camera on their phone and camera, or everybody likes to take pictures or video and stuff, and mm-hmm. I can see people using community media as a resource to get their content out and improve and
whatnot. I think we're in the midst of that growth, mm-hmm. that changeover.
I used to, when I first, the first few years I was here, I got a lot of those "I didn't know you guys existed" responses.
Yep. Still get that. Things.
Yeah. You really?
Yeah.
I don't get them like as much as I used to. Like maybe once a grow up, but it's almost like every other person.
I still get them, and people think we're WATD.
Like, I think that's community TV station.
They're like, oh,
community radio, community TV.
Yeah.
It's just really weird because not many places have like a community radio station.
Yeah.
Whereas like the community media center also doubles as the community radio station.
I think it's just because that's so well known.
They've been doing it for 40 years. We actually will be celebrating our 10th anniversary this coming year.
Yeah.
So we're 30 years behind.
No, I know. I completely understand it.
Cool.
Well, I was just going to say, like, my knowledge, I feel like before getting here was so, like, my knowledge literally was thinking of when I thought of community TV was the two chairs and a potted plant.
Which we used to have.
Until I came here, was just, like, amazed by the capabilities. I mean, I don't really know much about what Quincy offers, but I was just, like, so blown away by here, and I was like, okay, like, completely changed my perspective of what community media is. And going to all these conferences and stuff, too, I feel like really changes that, mm-hmm. too, and still learning. I'd like to be educated more. What's around?
Our old place was the two chairs.
That's
and
a, yeah. I was
going to
say we
facility.
Are in the midst. Like this is the growth because that's,
I feel like it's scary.
When I got here, we had the old Sonys and we'd put them up on tripods and shoot the shows. And an
it was
old,
a big difference.
What was it? Photo studio that used to be. I don't know.
It was a lot of different things. It's now a CrossFit gym, if you want to know. Actually, our old studio is now a CrossFit gym.
My friend goes to that gym.
So if you guys, you want to see, like, you know, it was just a big room, and there were two offices. So if I wanted to talk to Leslie, I'd have to go down the hall.
Yeah.
So, we good?
I think we're good.
All right.
Cool.
Let's have fun tomorrow. Thanks, everyone. Happy Community Media Day.
Yeah. Yay. I hope people learn a lot.